Well, next up is Hamilton Wenham's high school football coach, Tim Freiermuth. And, Coach, welcome to MSO.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Tim, congratulations on your first win as varsity head coach. It had to feel pretty good.
It did. It felt really good. You know, it wasn't pretty at every point of the game, but we found a way to get it done when we needed to, and it was awesome feeling.
You know, I don't think any coach said that any game was pretty that first weekend. So we'll come back to that. Tim, I want to ask you about, you know, all your experience as a coach. What was different for you, taking over at Hamilton Wenham when you first took over, and then what you expected, to happen in the preseason and so on? How did that all play out for you?
Yeah, so, you know, I was pretty fortunate. I came in to a great situation, you know, with Jim Pugh being there for the past 6, 7, 8 years. I left most first-year head coaches, they come into a program that needs a lot of work. And it really, you know, part of the culture that I'm trying to build, he kind of already had with little things like showing up on time, just all the extra stuff. So I really ended up in a pretty good position. And we talk about effort, attitude, and trust. And, you know, immediately when I got this job in February, the seniors, especially the captains, they found the value of what I was trying to do. They were energetic. I think they were ready for kind of a fresh start, fresh program, and, you know, it's gone great so far.
Yeah, it sure has. What have you changed on offense now? Because they've had some tremendous players over the years at skill positions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, my biggest thing is, we got to get it, our skill players. We still have some great skill players, especially at the quarterback and running back position. We got to find ways to get them the ball. This day and age, you know, we try and make the defense use the full field. And I think tying to what helped us last week was we really tried to spread them out a little bit and use our skill to our advantage.
Well, you know, your schedule is fairly difficult, and you're playing up a couple of divisions again this week. But I know Coach Pugh used to say a lot of times it doesn't matter what division you play, but it does, and everybody has trouble. I think in the area with depth, maybe except for St. John's Prep. But tell me a little bit about last week's game and how that played out, because you beat an ascending Gloucester team last week.
Yeah, we knew they were going to be very physical up front, especially they got one D tackle, pretty all-state wrestler, heavyweight kid. So they were very good. We know we were going to be in a battle. But I told our guys, hey, it's hot and humid for them too.
Mm-hmm.
It's really about going back to the culture that we're trying to build, and so far it's been great. You know, guys in the fourth quarter, they kept pushing. We have guys, our numbers are low just like everyone else. And, you know, the guys who aren't quote unquote starters, they were ready to go in, knew what they were doing and executed. So when guys needed breathers, we had enough guys that could come in and execute, which is something that you need.
Coach, put the spotlight on a couple of your players, whether they're captains or whoever, who did well on Friday night or Saturday, I guess it was.
Yeah. Yeah, so John Artell, senior quarterback, really stepped up, especially in the second half. The first half really took a while to get us going, but he just stayed with it. He trusted us as coaches, trusted his teammates, and you know, when we needed the big play, he stepped up. Chris Collins defensively, he's a junior. He had about 10 to 12 tackles. He really stepped up big defensively for us. And then Tim Seward, we're starting a couple guys who have never started before on the offensive line. He's a senior captain, has played a bunch of varsity experience. He really stepped up helping mold some of our younger linemen who don't have varsity experience, and defensively. He really stood out, especially late in the game. When everyone was sore and tired and exhausted, he really, that's when he kind of elevated his game. So I was really impressed with him.
I'm really impressed. You mentioned a couple of linemen already, because usually it takes me a little bit to get to it. You know, that's the easy thing for us in the media to write about, are the statistics, but it's the guys up front who don't get the ink that we want to hear about. What's the field condition like? Because it's got to be hard as a rock with all this drought.
Yeah, no, I really think they did for the conditions, you know, Mother Nature. You know, I know for a fact that our fields were kind of, during this water ban, were the only ones still getting watered. Mm-hmm. You know, as far as, other than a few kind of patches, overall the field was in really good shape for, you know, how it's been most years. You know, I played at Pentucket and I coached there the past 2 years, so I've been here as an opposing player and coach. And, you know, at Pentucket they had grass too, so. I'm used to playing on not the greatest surfaces, so you know, it just is what it is.
Well,
it was pretty good shape.
I was talking with Brian Aylward last week. They got a new field up at Tewksbury finally, because the yard lines were so crooked. You could have a first down on one portion of the field on the same yard line and not have a first down somewhere else. So it's kind of cool. It's unique over there. Let's. I want to ask you about Watertown, and then maybe a little bit about the league. What do you know?
Watertown. Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Just what can you tell us about Watertown?
Yeah. So, Watertown. They definitely, again, another team who's pretty big up front. You know, they have a lot of skill. They have their quarterback. You know, they really like running him, using his legs and athletic ability. And they also got kind of a fullback, tight end, running back hybrid kid who kind of. You know, we'll lead block, we'll run the ball, they'll shoot them out in the flat, give them the ball, so they kind of, again, they do a really good job finding ways, to get the ball to their skill players. But, you know, I think if we have a good week of practice and we bring the physicality and the attitude we had in the second half of last week, I think we should be in good shape.
Well, and one final thought on the Cape Ann League. It looked like just about every team that played out of league this week from the Cal won, and a couple of ones that really jump out at me are Linfield winning easily, but also Newburyport beating Masconomet, and that was a bit of a surprise to me, and I'm not taking anything away from Newburyport.
Yeah, I mean, I think the league this year is going to be very competitive. Obviously, you got North Reading, who went to the Super Bowl last year. They'll kind of, you know, they didn't lose much either, so they'll kind of be the team I think everyone will have an eye on.
Mm-hmm.
But the depth of the Cal this year, you get a lot of experienced teams the past year or two. They've been, a lot of teams have been young, but now those guys are kind of growing up and becoming upperclassmen. So I think it's going to be a crapshoot every week, once we get into Cal play.
All right, it's a tremendous league. Now, you've got Hamilton Wenham at Watertown. That's a Friday night game, 6:30, correct?
7 o'clock now.
Okay, it's 7. All right, I'll change that because on the schedule. Okay, thanks. All right, so everybody's got to get down there. First road game for you guys, so you want everybody to turn out for the team. Where is Watertown? Where the hell is it?
Watertown? It's about an hour away from here. It's more like... northwest of Boston.
Okay,
so,
all right.
A little trip on a Friday, but hopefully we get the people to come out.
Absolutely. Hey, Coach, great talking with you, great meeting you, and good luck this week.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.
Take care, Tim. All right, bye-bye. That is Hamilton Wenham High School's head coach now, Tim Freiermuth. I'll get it out. Coach Freiermuth, a coach many years at Pentucket and other schools as well in college, and first win as a head coach at Hamilton Wenham in his first game. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.